This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett's Family Resort on Houston County Lake down in East Texas, Catfish Bubblegum, and Pro Angler Tackle. Folks, this is Luke, and you know, occasionally we take a segment and visit one-on-one, you and me. That's one of these occasions right now. I'm going to talk about making venison barbecue here in just a bit. It's kind of a tricky way to make barbecue, but it's the very best barbecue I know about if it's made right. If you want to contact me, I'm easy to contact, but what you need to do is go online to catfishradio.org, O-R-G, and my email address, it says email Luke. When you click that little icon, it'll just give you my email address. Fire me an email, and I promise I'll get back with you promptly, unless I'm off out, you know, some other state or something hunting or this time of year. But I'll get back with you as soon as I can, and which will be within a couple, 3 days usually. And share any kind of information you have. It can be hunting, fishing, outdoor cooking. You might have a recipe you'd like to get on the air with me and share with folks. Of all the topics in my writing, newspapers and magazines and everything, outdoor cooking has got to be, it ranks up there in the top as far as interest, because, you know, all of us that hunt and fish, most of us also enjoy fish and game, eating it. So it's an interesting topic. Now, we'll move forward here and talk about venison barbecue. Now, to me, the way I cook, the way I've learned to cook venison barbecue, I absolutely love it. It's just awesome. But I've also been served some venison barbecue that was less than stellar. Here's what I do. Now, start with lean cut. Don't use the sinewy parts of cuts, the lower legs or of hams or anything. Use the prime cuts. Upper ham meat makes great hindquarter, you know, makes great venison barbecue. So does the loin, the back straps, you know, I should say. So start with good cuts. Now, what I do first is season them, and I don't, sometimes you can cook big hunks of barbecue, you know, like the whole ham. You can, but there's really no need to. Go ahead and slice it into thick steaks. I think that's the best way to do it, the way I do it usually. Maybe, I don't know, maybe an inch thick, 3/4 of an inch thick steaks, and they don't have to be perfectly uniform, just big chunks of slices of steak. If it's the back strap, you can cut it in across the grain into thick steaks too. Now, put your favorite seasoning, and it doesn't matter, it could be salt and pepper, as long as you add garlic to it. You got to have garlic. And season that up, season the meat up really good. Put it in the refrigerator for 24 hours anyway. Let it keep it cold, you know, 38 degrees or so. And let that meat season in the refrigerator. Now it gets easy. I mean, making venison barbecue is easy to do. Takes some time, but it's easy. Take it out of the refrigerator. Put it in a large aluminum pan that'll fit in your smoker. What you don't want to do is dry this meat out. There is the problem with the way a lot of people cook venison barbecue. They get it too dry. You don't want jerky, you want barbecue, you know? So put it in a pan and put it in your smoker. Now I use this Smoking Tex electric smoker. I've been using them for, gosh, 12 years or maybe longer than that. But I'll put some wood, whatever wood you like, hickory. I use wild plum. I get out in the winter and cut pieces of wild plum, saw that up, and throw that in the smoke box of that Smoking Tex. But you can use a wood-fired smoker, whatever smoker you have. Put the pan in there. Don't put any barbecue sauce on it at this point. And let the smoke permeate that meat. The steaks are all going to be cut up in the aluminum pan. You're going to set it in your smoker. Let it smoke for about an hour and a half or so. Not real high temperature. What you're doing now, you are cooking it a little bit, but your primary objective is to get it smoked, you know, get a smoked flavor on it. Go ahead and smoke it there. And then at that time, after about an hour, hour and a half, whatever, take a pound of fatty bacon, get the cheapest bacon you can get, and layer the top of that with the bacon. Okay, now put it back in the smoker and let her smoke along another hour or two. You want your temperature around 225, something like that. Watch it, and then just get in there and stir that meat around where the bottom gets to the top and top to the bottom, where it'll kind of smoke and cook evenly. At this point, now it's going to start drying out, even with that fatty bacon basting a little bit. It's going to start getting a little bit dry. So you want to add barbecue sauce to it. Now the fat from that bacon and the barbecue sauce is going to keep it moist. So put a liberal amount of barbecue sauce in there and wrap that aluminum pan up with, heavy duty foil. Now, if you like jalapenos, it's a good time to core and seed a couple of jalapenos, slice them up in little slivers and throw them in there. I like to put jalapenos in my venison barbecue. Now, they're going to wind up with the meat when it's all said and done also. But the jalapenos will cook real tender in there with your meat. So wrap it up. Now, if you want to cook this all night, you can. You can cut your, if you've got a thermostat you can control on an electric smoker, cut it down to 190, wrapped up with plenty of moisture on it. You don't want it to dry out, and covered with foil. Let it cook at 190. Say put it on at 9 in the evening when you go to sleep, and check it the first thing the next morning. This is going to be some of the best barbecue you've ever had. Now, this bacon will have rendered down during the cooking process. It won't be fatty chunks of bacon. It'll be, most of the fat will be cooked out of it, but you'll have the lean part of the bacon. Drain all the juice, all the fat and everything in the barbecue sauce. Drain that meat after it's cooked, a long time. You could make this quicker during the day, but I do like to cook it long time, real slow. So drain all that juice off and go in. It's going to be fall apart tender. Now, you want to chop the little bits of bacon with the venison meat with the jalapenos. So it's going to be a blend. Chop that up, in bite-sized pieces, where it's chopped barbecue is what you're going to be having there. And add fresh barbecue sauce to it. Take a wooden spoon or whatever so you don't tear your pan up. Mix all that really, really well. Toast you some big hamburger buns and serve it on that with the hamburger buns. You might want to put a little extra barbecue sauce, your favorite sauce, when you serve these things. That is the best way. Try that sometime if you've never had venison barbecue that you like. Of course, you can do the same thing with pork, wild pork. It's basically the same process. Wild pork is usually, as a rule, very lean, But try that if you're a barbecue eater, which I am. I think you'll really enjoy it. Thought that would be something that might help some of you. It's hunting season right now, and it's time to start putting some venison in the freezer. If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867.
Hey, y'all, this is Bradley Doyle with Bradley's Guide Service and inventor of Catfish Bubblegum. I'm a catfish and crappie guide here on Lake Conroe, Texas, and I make my living fishing for catfish, sometimes two trips a day, and I prefer my Catfish Bubblegum No Stink Catfish Bait. All day long, I'm baiting hooks and catching fish, and at the end of the day, the last thing I want to smell like is something rotten. I can assure you that this stuff works, and if you're more interested in it, then you can go to catfishbubblegum.com.